Thank you, Rose. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Caroline. Caroline back with the headlines, actually, in 5 minutes' time here on BBC Radio Kent. Now, though, back to Maidstone. As I said, we're very excited here at BBC Radio Kent, ramping up for that fifth round FA Cup action, which is happening on Monday night. And fair to say, for some, football is like a religion. So it is fitting that Rochester Cathedral Choir is supporting Maidstone's Cup run with their own version of Three Lions. It's brilliant. They gathered in the city last night to make this unique recording, and our reporter Joe Byrne was there.
Okay, in your place.
The team were warming up.
Come on, mighty stones. Come on, mighty stones.
The boss had rousing words.
Sparkle, please. One, two, three.
Sparkle.
And it was game on.
So here we go. Ready? One.
Come on, you sweat. Come on, you sweat. You got this. Come on, mighty stones.
The choir are all volunteers who sing for the regular services here in Rochester Cathedral, and they usually sound like this. But for Maidstone, they were in a different league.
Normally we'd sing sort of choral stuff like a Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis.
So how does it compare singing Three Lions?
It's quite a surprise, and it's unusual for some of us.
We usually do choral music every day, so this is a massive change for us, but I think everyone's having lots of fun.
What's your favourite bit in the song?
The bit where we sing about George Ellacobe, just because I love him, he's amazing. He's getting us to the fifth round, let's go.
What's inspirational about him?
He's just so amazing to get us through to the next round.
Right, OK, here we go. Come on then, OK, we have a mascot in our midst.
My name's Tom Morgan, and I'm headmaster of King's Rochester Preparatory School. And I have to say, what a lovely thing for the choristers to be asked to do to support Maidstone United in their endeavours against Coventry. Fingers crossed, Maidstone. And again, what a lovely thing to be asked to do.
You bought your own ball.
I have bought my own ball.
No dribbling in church. Okay. So,
There we go.
Right. For your places.
And for musical director Adrian Bawtry, the words were fun to sing.
We've just literally come out from singing Evensong, so to be singing Three Lions a la Maidstone is quite a different thing for us to do.
And how challenging are the words?
It tells a story, and we've got to try and tell that story as clearly as we possibly can, but it's a great story to tell. Enunciation of consonants is something that we work on quite hard in choirs. An O that chip shot, okay, is quite important that we energise the T and not what potentially could be a P. Right, guys, listen. Okay, hands by your side. All right, we've got to be clear about...
Even the Dean has been inspired by the passion of Maidstone's part-time players.
Philip Hesketh, Dean of Rochester. The FA Cup is one of those competitions where anything can happen, and it's really exciting to think that Maidstone have got this far, and it's wonderful that we're going to be cheering them on. Yeah.
Are you a football fan?
Oh, yes. Probably a bit more rugby, but don't tell anybody.
So can music really inspire and stir a football team?
I think that it's going to help inspire them and also just have a bit of fun and help them have a good laugh, you know?
With enough support and inspiration from their followers, they can definitely do it. With help from all sorts of people and the inspiration that they've been given, they definitely stand a good chance.
I will absolutely be watching on Monday. I can't wait. Luckily, what's good about Monday is actually the choristers don't sing Evensong on Monday, so actually they can finish school, go and watch Maidstone, cheer them on, and of course celebrate the victory.
How good is that? It's amazing. I want to hear it now, but the bad news for you and I is we have to wait. We can hear that very special recording for the very first time on Monday on the Wake Up Call here on BBC Radio Kent, and all the new words dedicated to Maidstone United. And we'll be, of course, singing it all day ahead of that match, which starts at 7. Full commentary on BBC Radio Kent for you. We'll be there for every kick of the game.